You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Me and Anthony Haney just breaking down A.J. Brown's catch radius. This is what we do during the breaks. Looks very windy in Pittsburgh tonight. So I can tell you this, more bad place kicking to come. And all of you guys are going to blame it on D'Amico Ryans or Mike Tomlin in the end, or Arthur Smith or whatever. This game will come down to bad place kicking. I promise you. Especially in that place, with that wind. If that wind is the same as tonight, whew. You know how windy it was here yesterday?
Yeah, it was bad. But I just want to clarify. I don't think people are saying that place kicking doesn't matter or it doesn't have an effect on the game. It's just more than coaching. Like a bigger – winning more or costing more losses than coaching is where the discrepancy – where that ties in.
What did Cowboy Bob over there say?
He just mocked me.
He mocked you?
Yeah.
As opposed to me?
Yeah. It's not always about you. Sometimes it is. But
I mean,
this time it's
there's
not
a lot
always.
Of times where Cowboy Bob is mocking me, despite you know the show that he actually works for not giving him the opportunity to spread his wings.
Well, then also
but this show that he doesn't work for, that he just takes up space for, giving him an opportunity to spread his wings.
I think that, you know, the other shows that he works for doesn't say things like kickers cost teams more games than coaches. So maybe that's why he doesn't mock other shows as much. But we also don't know. I don't want to speak for Cowboy B. Maybe he does mock Kevin. I also don't want to put him on blast and say that he does. But
do you have proof of what you say? That it is a ridiculous assertion that kickers don't cost more games, win or lose, more games than coaches? Do you have proof of that? Or is that just a belief?
It's so ironic how you point out people's opinions when they differ from yours, as if you have proof of the things that you say.
I mean, I proved it.
More than coaches. Yes, kickers cost people games. There are 12 other plays. There are multiple other plays that we can point to where you can say, here goes 7 points. Here goes another 7 points.
Listen.
Here goes 7 points. That doesn't mean that it costs more than games. I don't understand why you
listen,
can't make
what
that.
What you don't understand about this show and about me is I don't need to prove everything. I don't need to show everything in 360 degrees.
Mm.
I need to show what I need to show and what I want to show and how I want to show it.
So, in other words, you don't have proof that it costs more than
important. I'm not the one that's challenging relentlessly the assertion that I made. Like you are.
My
basically, essentially calling it absurd, ridiculous.
It is
thoughtless.
Because a play.
Dumb.
Saying a player who gets on the field for, at the most, 10 plays a game is more important than someone who oversees the game as a whole.
Who doesn't play at all.
Who oversees the game as a whole, tells people where to line up, tells them where to go, tells them where to drop in their coverage, tells them how long we're going to warm up for, can yell at them to say that.
Let's put the fuses together in the fuse box.
To say that person.
Let's wire it together.
Is less important than someone who's on the field
for 10 plays. Costs you 4 points, 5 points, 7 points, 3 points, whatever it might be, in games that regularly and routinely come down to less than 7 points. Yeah.
Okay. AJ Brown dropped two passes that could have been touchdowns. Yeah. Apparently, he's more important than coaches because that's 14 points.
Well, you don't know if he would have scored on those two plays. I mean, the one play, probably.
And we don't know if it wasn't windy, if the kickers would have made them. What are we talking about, Rooster?
We don't know.
Where do we exactly?
We can't control everything.
Everything
that's just an assertion. It's a belief. It's a everything. It's a theory that is rooted in observation, maybe not fact.
The same can be said about you. Exactly. Okay. That's my point. You say bring up facts. I'm bringing up the same things that you're doing. It's like, it's no one's.
I mean, I'm asking you why you're so upset about my theory and my beliefs that place kickers specifically and special teams as a whole cost or win more games than coaches.
I just told you. But, coaches are involved in everything. Okay, a kicker is on the field for 10 plays.
But again, you're boiling it down to just a kicker. I'm talking about special teams as a whole, but kickers specifically. Again, you can talk about 70 plays. Not every play is weighed the same. You can't tell me that Brandon McManus hooking a 46-yarder with less than 3 minutes to go on Saturday night wasn't bigger than a string of plays in the first quarter. You can't tell
that's
me
that. That's not what I'm saying. When did I say that?
That is what you're saying.
No,
you said... You're like, oh, coaches are responsible for 65 plays. Kickers, dumb kickers, are only responsible for 10 plays.
You just said the first quarter. I'd never said the first quarter. I'm saying the game as a whole. The person who is making game plans for the game as a whole. That is your point. Kickers are costing more games than coaches.
Yes.
It's absurd.
It's not.
It's absurd.
It's not.
Yes, every
you
play
keep
isn't.
You fighting about this?
Every play isn't weighed the same. An extra point isn't the same as an AJ Brown drop.
You know what you sound like? You sound one of those DVOA robots. You know that Al Galdi uses. You don't even know who Al Galdi is. Never mind.
You're making more jokes, but not more logic. Like I'm waiting for the logical connection to how. A person who gets on the field for 10 plays.
I am just going to believe and know that I am right.
Okay.
And I don't have to prove myself to you or this audience.
Fair.
It is how I believe. It is how I feel. It is how I operate.
Great discussion, fellas. Very riveting.
I see. You're just, I can see you swallowed a canary, man. I look at your face and you're like, you dumb. Go ahead.
No.
Come on, Bob.
Okay. I'm going to be the mediator.
What did you learn on the golf course this weekend, Bob?
I've never played golf before.
No, your team.
Oh, putt-putt. Does putt-putt
I mean,
now?
You know, you're the Cowboys, you know, like you're on the bandwagon again, so you must be on the golf course.
No, the Cancun Bowl was very entertaining.
Yeah, good news is you can add another team to it, right? The Eagles.
Yeah. They'll be going against the Giants. But no, this whole discussion.
Yeah.
About the kickers and the coaches.
All right, Bob.
I see both sides of it.
Ooh, okay.
Because kickers have literally one job: kick the freaking football. But also. Coaches have to put their guys in the best position to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brandon McManus should have made those field goals.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also say Matt LaFleur should have called better plays or managed the game better to where you aren't relying on how many points they left on the field by Miss.
Well,
seven?
I mean, it was seven overall, but a legitimate four. And the final score was 31-27. I mean, he missed a 46-yarder with less than 3 minutes to go and an extra point. That's 4 points.
Yeah, that's bad. But, you know, what's getting lost in this whole debate? How did Jeff Hafley get off the hook for this? The offense spotted the Packers' defense.
Mm-hmm.
A three-score lead. You just had to hold a struggling offense.
Yeah.
And just limit splash plays for two quarters, and you just completely
fold. Well, it's fair.
Well, because the kickers, the kickers are more important, Brian. That's why Jeff Hafley's off the leash, because it's the kicker.
No, no, but hold on, though, because you don't have Micah Parsons.
Right, and I would point out, that's a pretty big problem. As I said here on Friday, you were gone by that point. I said, if they had Micah Parsons, there is no question in my mind that the Packers would win this game by at least a field goal. And I truly believe they were going to still win on Saturday night. And they should have won. That's the point. Now, to your point, Hafley deserves some of the blame, but I would say no Micah Parsons. Cooper got banged up for a good part of the game, right? So he wasn't as effective. Their secondary has been kind of banged up a little bit by injuries. They don't have the best corners in the world, right? I mean, not every team has everything. But, yes, to your point, Jeff Hafley, who is a head coaching candidate, deserves some of the blame. However, what also didn't happen, and this is something to keep in mind too, and this is maybe where some of the shift blames to LaFleur, right? They scored 27 points. They scored 27 points. So you would think, right, you score 27 points on the road, you got to win that game, right?
Exactly.
I gotcha. In the second half, or let's just put it in the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, the Packers offense had four possessions, three plays, no yards, and as a matter of fact, they lost 10 yards on the drive. Six plays, 64 yards, lost 10 yards because of penalty, 54 total net yards. Eight plays, 48 yards, took a penalty for 5 yards, a net of 43 yards. 11 plays, 49 yards, took a penalty, net of minus 5 yards. So I'm here to say that, and that's a punt, a touchdown, a missed field goal, and end of game. So they did at least score a touchdown in that four-series sequence. But it's not like and in the third quarter, they had three possessions, three punts, three plays, and five plays. So in the second half, they scored one touchdown, had a missed field goal, and had a number of three-play drives. That's not good enough on offense, right? If we're going to blame Jeff Hafley, we also have to then turn around and say, well, wait a second. Where's Jordan Love? Where's Josh Jacobs? Where's all those young wide receivers that everybody
Romeo
crows
Dobbs,
about?
Christian
and
Watson.
But they're also missing Tucker Kraft, arguably their best player outside of Jordan Love, arguably on offense, and they're missing their best player on defense.
They're also missing their best lineman, I believe, in Zach Tom,
yeah,
the tackle. Yeah,
I don't know if he's their best, but he's one of them.
One of them. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been banged up all year. So my point being is we can sit here and play the blame game. And yes, it's easy to say, well, Matt LaFleur hasn't gotten it done the last 4 or 5 years or whatever. Got it. And then we can micro it down to, well, the offense stunk in the second half for the most part. The defense allowed a big lead, this, that, and the other thing, right? Safe to say blame can go to everybody. But ultimately, if you're really looking at it in the mirror, And maybe this is just the way I'm conditioned. I don't know. I care much more about special teams than most. Almost anybody outside of special teams coordinators. If you look at the lost 4 to 7 points from McManus, they either tie that game certainly with the 4 points that he absolutely should have connected on and possibly win that game. Granted, missing a 55-yarder near the end of the first half, not easy. But if he makes it, that's a total of 7 points that they lost out on. They lost the game by 4. They should have won. So, again, it just depends on how your perspective on things. I don't want to keep arguing about this. I know I'm right. But Cowboy Bob, I'm glad you weighed in to at least balance things out. I'm glad you did. I mean, unlike that AMAC fella over there who just sees things one way and is obnoxious and pigheaded and just thinks the way he thinks without any proof to
now,
back
why
it up.
I got to get called names? Like you say I get mad at you. Now you calling me names. You see this?
As a professional coach blamer, everybody had to get lashings.
Yeah. See, I appreciate that, everybody.
I love the fact that you say you're a professional coach blamer. Like, I used to work with this dude, Peter Brown, a longtime nationally syndicated host. He was one of the first hosts ever on ESPN Radio with Tony Bruno and all those guys. And Pete, Peter used to call himself, his nickname that he gave himself was the Coach Killer. And I always thought, like, wait, is he like a serial killer when it comes to coaches? Like is he going around like knifing coaches when they don't go for it on fourth down and he thinks they should? The Coach Killer, Peter Brown. Long live. All right, back to the phones we go. Rick is in North Carolina. Next up, Rick, sorry about making you wait through that. We just had important business that we had to discuss. How are you, Rick?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah, I had an interesting discussion there.
It's a weird discussion. I think it's interesting. I don't know if it's fruitful. I don't know if it's, here's what I know. I've just been around this too long to see games that all these, I don't like Graham Gano. I love Graham Gano. He's one of my favorite dudes in the whole wide world. I still see him to this day every time the Commanders play the Giants. But every other kicker I've covered is weird. So maybe I'm predisposed to that. I don't know.
Yeah. The Packers, the other guy commented, well, the defense, you gave up 25 points. So, I mean, that was the main reason I thought they lost. And then they weren't playing well anyway because they was coming into the playoffs in a four-game losing streak. So you just can't flip it on in a playoff game. So with Green Bay and the Eagles, I'm not surprised they both lost because the Eagles have been half-stepping all year long. And you probably saw A.J. Brown's last game in an Eagle uniform. So, I mean, it is what it is. But getting back to our panic hire of David Blau. But, Russ, this is the way I look at it. You mean to tell me you couldn't get an interview with Mike McDaniel or Kevin Stefanski? Mm-hmm. All to talk about, Mike McDaniel and Dan Quinn is close. But you panic because you worried about David Blau getting hired by maybe Detroit as an offensive coordinator. But I look at it this way. I think Detroit, they probably would have picked Mike McDaniel over David Blau anyway. So this is a panic hire. And then Dan Quinn.
Yeah, here's the problem, Rick. Let me just counter, and I'll let you finish up. You're right. You could have said, well, Mike McDaniel, because of his experience and his smarts and all of that, play call, sure, should have been the hire. But Mike McDaniel's in no rush to make a decision on an offensive coordinator. He wants to be a head coach again. You know?
Well,
he's probably going to be this cycle.
He'll probably wind up in Cleveland, but even, Stefanski, I'm sure he wants to be a head coach.
Well, same thing. Stefanski doesn't have maybe the same sexiness, if you will, that McDaniel does, but Stefanski's still widely regarded, as an excellent, excellent offensive mind and head coach. The problem is if you look at the quarterback history in Cleveland under Stefanski, it is spotty, right? Now, you could make some arguments that he did some good things with guys, whatever. I mean, but, people get fired for all sorts of reasons. Yeah.
Yeah, he did a good job of making Mayfield.
Here's the thing. If they would have waited for Stefanski or McDaniel to not get a head coaching job and to ultimately come to them as an offensive coordinator, A, they would have had to choose that. B, it would have probably taken at least another week to a week and a half. And C, if Blau leaves during that time and you don't then get McDaniel or Stefanski as your OC, then what? Are you doing Brian Johnson, who lasted less than a year in Philadelphia? Are you doing Anthony Lynn, who got fired by Dan Campbell after less than a year in Detroit as an OC? I mean, what are you doing?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, Bruce, if both of them are not on the staff.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
If I Brian Johnson, I would feel some kind of way of being passed over, and Anthony Lynn. I mean, you're looking at a whole new offensive staff next year with an inexperienced play caller, and it goes to show you that's why I never moved past that. But Dan Quinn, Joe Witt. And Cliff Kingsbury, your top two generals, offensive and defensive coordinator, are gone after 2 years. So, I don't know. And this team is, next year at this time, we'll probably be in the top 10 again, because it's going to take two drafts to even get this team improved. And, you know, where do you go from there? We have no, there's no stability. I mean, we're going to probably move on from Dan Quinn after 3 years. So, I mean, maybe by 2030, maybe we'll have stability in place.
Yeah, I got you. Thank
you.
I hear you. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you, as always. All right, we got to take a timeout. 20 minutes after the hour, more calls coming up. And then we've got to get to the Jacksonville audio. I don't know if we're going to be able to have that discussion in length today, but we're going to get to the Jacksonville audio post-game. Liam Cohen and a, in quotes, reporter that was allowed access to the Jaguars post-season, post-game press interview room on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yeah, let me give you a name that was mentioned last week, early last week, when they fired Cliff Kingsbury. Grant Yudinski, the Jacksonville first-year offensive coordinator. A lot of people love him, right? I was looking at a quote from Trevor Lawrence, because now the Browns, according to Jordan Schultz, have asked the 30-year-old to interview for their head coaching job, right? Now, he does have 1 year of offensive coordinator experience. But Liam Cohen, I think Liam Cohen calls the plays and not Grant Yudinski.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what the common thought is, yeah.
Right. So Trevor Lawrence on Grant Yudinski, quote, "I've never really met anyone like him, the way he approaches the preparation process, the attention to detail, just the game planning in general. There's no stones that are left unturned in his approach." Does that mean that he's a better mind preparer or whatever than Liam Cohen? I don't know. But that's pretty high praise, right? So the Browns are going to interview this guy. And he's, again, he was mentioned here. I think Grant or some, one of the reports had Grant Yudinski as a potential candidate here because, again, obviously the play calling thing here is different. He would have play calling here. He would essentially be the head coach of the offense. I will just tell you this. If they're going to hire a 30-something-year-old, 30, 31, because what's his name? Blau will be 31 by the time the season starts. They're going to do that. You hire somebody in your building. There might be a bias towards somebody in your building because you know them, but that's just the point. You know them. You know them. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's get to Philip in Texas next up. What's up, Philip? How are you?
Hello, guys.
What's up, Phil?
Taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
So I'm okay with his hire. Just the fact that he's worked with Jaden closely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important for any type of job.
No doubt.
And you know, we have a window. At least as a fan, you know, this window is just closing up pretty soon. But Jaden has about 2 more years, right, under his contract.
Well, he's extension eligible after this upcoming year. Theoretically, the rookie contract is guaranteed for 4 years, so 2 more years. But in all realisticness, probably 3 more years, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Okay, so as far as Terry, I want Terry in that window. I'm thinking Super Bowl already. And we got to have everyone involved. And the last thing you want to do is, you know, deviate from stability. We've had that for like 30-plus years, instability, coach after coach, QB after QB. And I think that's what they want to avoid. You don't want to, you know, do, all right, so he's inexperienced, but you know what? On the upside, he knows Jaden. And I feel that Blau will avoid the mistakes that Cliff did. Cliff, if he had just you know, stick with the run game and not do those boneheaded calls at the line of, you know, inside the 5 versus Minnesota, you know, run, you're pounding, all of a sudden, pass. And yet he's experienced, right, Cliff? But he's the type of person that he's going to stick to his own way. So let's just say he goes to a different team. He's experienced as a head coach, but he's going to be doing the same thing, in my opinion. And I think this Blau guy, he's going to learn everything that happened and not make sure it doesn't happen again. That was lack of protection for Jaden, because many times that, you know, he's a, you know, Jaden's at the line of scrimmage, and I called it a Peyton Manning. I've never seen him say, all right, hold on. We got check. Let, no, checking, you know, taking the time to check things. No, it was going by script, where no matter if they're coming, you know, he doesn't mean, there's no protection. There's no nothing, especially on an empty. I'm not a fan. I'm going empty at all. We got to have at least one remaining back.
I hear you, Philip. It's an interesting point. I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run because we're up against it. But I would just say this. I think Jaden's going to have more and more responsibilities this year. And what I want to see, and we'll talk about more of this tomorrow, I want to see more built-in easy, safe. That doesn't mean check down Charlie. That means something else. That they don't do enough, that they didn't do enough under really any offensive coordinator for my liking, that I see work very successfully around the league, that nobody makes a big deal out of around here, and I think everybody's missing the point. I'll have that for you tomorrow. But Jaden is going to have more responsibility. I mean, he is. Why wouldn't he? He's going into his third year, and his offensive coordinator is calling plays for the first time and was nothing more than an assistant quarterback's coach on December 1st. Right? He should have more responsibility. If he's as smart as we all think he is, he should have total and complete control and command. The offense ain't changing the terminology. It's getting tweaked in philosophy. That's a big difference as well. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, time for a trending alert. Real quickly, and then we'll get back to your calls on the other side. Stay with us. All right, so Monday Night Football with a twist tonight. It's the final game of Wild Card Weekend just after 8 o'clock from AccuSure Stadium in windy and cold Pittsburgh. It is the Houston Texans and the champs of the AFC North by hook or by crook. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the host team, and we will see who advances to take on the New England Patriots. Meanwhile, couple of other college football things. Actually, one more NFL note. Matt LaFleur is expected to come back as Packers head coach, as the two sides will try and reach an extension agreement. However, keep in mind that if they can't, there might be a different situation and decision made. Micah Parsons, for whatever it's worth, wants Matt LaFleur back as head coach. From college football, story you may have missed yesterday with the weekend, Notre Dame's Marcus Freeman will not be charged after a recent incident at his son's high school wrestling match in Indiana. The prosecutor said that an assistant wrestling coach alleged that Freeman gave him a two-handed push during an invitational event in which Freeman's son was competing, and a review of the video evidence does not support that assertion, is what prosecutors said. So no trouble legally for Marcus Freeman. And Dylan Raiola, of course, left Nebraska, the Patrick Mahomes look-alike and act-alike, and now he has committed to Oregon as they try and figure out whether Dante Moore officially will declare for the draft, as he is expected to do. And that's what's trending.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let's finish up with some final phone calls here. Let me also share with you that the DOC, baby, is coming up next at 4 o'clock. He'll take you through on your drive home on this Monday afternoon. Coming up later on tonight, it's the Texans and the Steelers right after Doc. So 7 o'clock, the pregame coverage there. Kickoff right around 8:15 or so, I guess, between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Houston Texans. And I can promise you, both place kickers tonight will either not be used in traditional spots or they will butcher this game. And Mike Tomlin or D'Amico Ryans will get blamed for it. All right. So again, the DOC coming up next, and then Monday night wild card football. All right, let's get back to it. Dontell is with us in Frederick. Dontell, sorry about the long wait. How are you, pal?
Oh, it's all good, Chris. You know what it is, man. You know what it is. I just wanted to comment on what you were saying earlier before I get into my quick take about about David Blau. You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be the fans or whoever, you know, going at him if he doesn't succeed. I think it should be more put on whoever hired him. I mean, because like you said, he's unproven. So I don't see any reason to for the fans to go at him if he don't succeed and he wasn't ready. I mean, he just it was a hiring mistake if that's what happened.
Well, the reason why I say that is because you're right theoretically and technically, but. The reason why I say that is because fans will just blame the lowest common denominator and they will blame the play caller if things don't go right instead of blaming whatever it might be, the person that hired him or in this case, it might be, you know, Jaden's struggling or Jaden's not on the field or for whatever reason they can't run the ball or for whatever reason the offensive line takes a major step back. You know, whatever the case might be, I just see it as, oh, see, we shouldn't have hired a 30-year-old with no experience, or at that point, he'll be a 31-year-old.
Right. Well, Chris, I really wanted to go young, you know, after losing Kingsbury. I really did because it seems that's the new NFL. And my thing is, Chris, I think this is a very, very, very risky move on if Quinn hired him, I think, or promoted him, or whatever you want to say. I think it's a very risky hire because as a head coach, you're already on the hot seat technically, and you want somebody who you know has experience and can do the job instead of taking this chance. I'm a Dan Quinn guy all the way, man, and I want to see Dan there at least for the duration of Jaden's rookie contract, you know, just to say he got his allotted time. But this is a very, very risky move, I believe, on his part.
I agree with you, and some people are saying he is putting himself in more potential hot water. But I would just ask, what if they needed a tweaking and a philosophy change, not a major overhaul? And the best way to accomplish that, granted, somebody without play calling experience is somebody that's in their building and somebody that Jaden assumably trusts implicitly, right? I mean, like, yes, there's a risk involved in every hire, and sure, I would like Mike McDaniel. Maybe even Kevin Stefanski more than to take a chance here. But I will also say that to me, again, if you're going to take this chance, like I was saying, Grant Yudinski, the Jacksonville offensive coordinator, right, was a name prominently mentioned because he didn't call the plays. I would rather take the chance on David Blau, who's been in your building, who's been in your meetings, who's been with your players for 2 years, who knows pretty much everything inside and out that you can about the organization and how it's currently run and the players, as opposed to somebody from the outside. That's me. So I think they make up for that in a sort of way. Because if, again, also if you waited for McDaniel and Stefanski, you might lose out on not only Blau, but you might lose out on a bunch of other people too.
Well, I didn't want Stefanski, so I'm hoping this was a great move because I'm all for it if it's a great move. I'm just curious about this fan base and what we're going to do if it's not a good move.
Well, that is what I'm worried about too. Thank you, D. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. We'll wrap it up on the phones with Paulie. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Yeah, man. Hail to the W, man.
What's going on?
I don't understand why we are predicting the downfall of David Blau. He ain't been on the job a week yet, man.
Well, who is predicting the downfall? I'm just bringing
that's
it up.
I'm just bringing it up.
I know what's going to happen if they struggle.
It's going to happen if it's from any coach or any position.
Yeah, I know, but it's even more susceptible to happen if it doesn't work out with a 31, by the time the season starts, 31-year-old unproven play caller, people are going to go, see, they shouldn't have taken the chance. They shouldn't have. The same people that hate retreads.
The same percentage of chance It'd be the same percentage that it happened if he was a 71-year-old offensive coordinator with plenty of play calling experience. If he's not getting the job done, people are going to point it out and complain about it.
Right.
And tell you reason why they feel why.
But you know what I'm saying. Sometimes people can say a coach isn't getting the job done, but it's not the coach's fault.
Yeah, but I was saying, man, the man ain't had the job a week yet. He ain't even called a play yet. And we're talking about what's going to happen if he fails.
I hear you. Listen, it
does make no sense. But anyways, man, I think it's good. I can't tell you if it's good or bad until, you know, we see it next year. But I'll say this. It's on line of what they said, this organization was structured last year. You know, when everybody was praising them for all the veteran and the mixture of veteran coaches and young coaches they had, you know, they said Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, they said it's not just about player development, it's about developing coaches too. You know what I mean? So if you're going to say you run your organization a certain way, I mean, you got to put your money where your mouth is at. So this is right in line. They said he's developing coaches. And he's a coach that they have developed for 2 years. And it's just, you know, we've seen Baltimore did this for years. You know what I mean? Year after year, they was coming up with a different defensive coordinator. You know what I mean? So and they was hiring within. So and that's a good structure. So, yeah, I mean, as far as how you run your organization, it was a good hire. As far as is he going to do a good job, I mean, that's going to be yet to be seen. But it's lining up for it to be successful. So take that off, man. Russell Hill to the W.
All right, Paulie, thank you. Wow. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. I mean, it is a fair point, right, that, like, we always talk about when a good organization promotes its own and rewards its own and extends its own, right? If you think about it, you make a draft pick. 4 years later, 3 years later, maybe a fifth year later, whatever, depending on circumstances, you sign that player back to a contract extension instead of letting them leave in free agency or the player didn't work and they were cut earlier. If you get to that second contract, right, that's considered a successful draft pick. There's tweaks to that, but just you know what I'm talking about, right? So if that's the goal in terms of roster building, right, promoting from within, rewarding your own, cultivating your own, growing your own, extending your own, keeping them home, whatever. And it doesn't work that way for a lot. It works that way for some. But if that's the goal, then why wouldn't it be that way for your coaching staff? Why would you want your coaching staff to be basically what the Marlins or what the Nationals have become, which is, hey, man, we got some good talent here. We got some good, bright, young, aggressive, smart minds. But we're going to build them up and teach them and educate them and let them have responsibility and let them have the keys to drive the car so that another organization can benefit. Sometimes it's okay. It's okay to take a chance, a risk, but have it be on somebody you know and somebody you believe in and somebody that you have studied for 2 years and somebody that has fresh ideas, as opposed to going out and say, you know, like, of course, McDaniel and Stefanski got a lot of the headlines, but what about the Baltimore offensive coordinator? What was his name? Todd Monken. Thank you, AMAC. I mean, you could have gone out and gotten an experienced play caller who also dealt with a mobile quarterback, right? He's probably available. He ain't coming back to Baltimore. I promise you that. You could have probably gone that way. And you chose to do something different. Why? Because even though there is a risk for what the Commanders have done, there would be a risk literally for everything. How much of a risk? Well, that depends on perspective. I mean, if they went out and hired Todd Monken, just for argument's sake, experience, right? Experience, mobile quarterback, this, that, and the other thing. But he admitted the other day, we played you that sound, that he did not do a great job fostering that relationship with Lamar Jackson. You want that You want to risk that for Jaden Daniels? Not me. You want to risk a guy who forgot how to run the football in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago and down the stretch with Derrick Henry 3 games ago? Mm-mm. Nope. No thanks. I would rather take the risk on what I know and the person I know and the coach I know and somebody who can, you would think, favorably relate to a bunch of 20-somethings because he's 30. At some point, everything, every decision is a risk. Everything. Even if it makes sense, it's a risk. And there could be bumps in the road. My most important thing is being patient and not just shredding a guy because the offense struggles for 3 games. That's my thing. All right, coming up, dumb of the day. Unfortunately, this one ended in tragedy. But again, it serves as a reminder that guns are not to be played with. That's next. All right, before we get to dumb of the day, I've made an executive decision because I have new data, I have new evidence, I have new audio. We're going to save the Jacksonville thing that we've mentioned a couple of times today for tomorrow because I have further audio. We're going to piece it together tomorrow and have a full conversation, okay? So my fault on that. We didn't get to it, but now I've got additional information and additional sound. We'll piece it all together tomorrow when we have a little less to talk about. All right, coming up here, 21-year-old Javen Connor in Ohio has been handed a prison sentence of over 60 years. Why? Well, he decided, along with his numbnut friend, to unload AK-47s and another rifle into multiple homes in Dayton, Ohio, killing an innocent, sleeping 12-year-old little girl. Horrible, right? An AR-15, an AK-47, bullets into 3 homes, middle of the night. Why? Well, something serious, right? Something legitimate, right? Not that there's ever any legitimacy to having an automatic rifle. And they should forever be banned, forever and ever and ever and ever. But what started it? A social media post. Apparently this dude and his buddy, who's already pled guilty, or who's already been found guilty, I should say, confronted a woman in her car over a social media post that involved a cousin of theirs. Another woman was also in the vehicle at the time, and children were present. So what these two dum-dums decided to do was riddle 3 houses with bullets, unfortunately killing sleeping 12-year-old Isabella. And while that is awful and tragic, what is awful and tragic about this even more so is that we just continue to operate like it doesn't matter. That's the world we live in. Sure, these two dumb nuts are going to jail forever, and they can rot as far as I'm concerned. Nothing's bringing back 12-year-old Isabella. But there's a way to get around this, guys. There's a way to get around this if people actually care. But they don't, and that's sad. All right, the DOC is coming up next. Richard Doc Walker will take you home on a Monday afternoon, and then Monday night football pregame at 7 o'clock Pittsburgh. And Houston. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to you guys. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 1. Adios.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.